Picture description, advanced. Looking at this picture, the first thought that comes to mind is how much humanity has changed the course of nature. This scene would be unthinkable in nature, in the wild where elephants' natural habitat is. Elephants wouldn't go close to humans, and humans would be afraid to be in the vicinity of wild elephants. But that's a picture of an elephant kept in captivity that is so accustomed to the presence of people that it is willing to eat from their hands. For the little boy, it is almost natural that he doesn't have to be afraid of the animal, although it is, we can't tell how many times as big as he. He treats the elephant as a pet, as if it was a domestic animal, a cat or a dog. Zoos were created to show people animals from different continents and to get to know them better. Obviously, it wasn't considered whether it was good for the animals that they were deprived of their natural circumstances and habitat or not. They were being shown the curiosities in concrete floored cages and the deplorable conditions, not at all considering their well-being and rights. Through the course of time, things have changed, and a lot of zoos try to be as animal-friendly as possible, but the question still remains. Do we have the right to keep animals in captivity for our own enjoyment and against the laws of nature? If you ask me, I would definitely say, no, we don't. They belong to nature and to their mates. They should run and live as free animals. But the issue is more complex than that. Most of the zoo animals were born in captivity. They are cared for by people, and if they were set free, they would be so vulnerable in the wild that they probably wouldn't survive the experience. Moreover, there are some endangered species on the brink of extinction that are better off in zoos, where they can breed in peace and they don't fall prey to predators. Zoos were built at times when there was no television and no wildlife documentaries to bring nature and animals closer to humans. Nowadays, when all the wonders of the animal world are readily available on wildlife channels such as Discovery or National Geographic, or just a click away on the internet, zoos seem to be a bit outdated institutions. But petting zoos, where visitors can stroke and touch baby animals, provide a lasting experience for kids in this digital age where they spend most of their time in a virtual reality far from nature.